On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, here's Nicola Everett.
A top story this lunchtime is all about the Jeremy Kyle show being permanently scrapped by ITV after a guest reportedly took his own life. Lucy's got the details for KMFM.
It's understood staff at the team's office in Salford were in floods of tears after being told it was being dropped after 14 years. Folkestone and Hythe MP Damian Collins chairs the Digital Culture, Media and Sport Committee. He says the broadcaster has made the right call.
But I don't think this should be the end of the matter. I think there needs to be a proper review of what went wrong, and I think in general the way in which duty of care applies to participants in reality TV shows, because we've seen not just this tragedy linked to Jeremy Kyle but also to former contestants of Love Island.
A 63-year-old man was found dead a week after he'd reportedly taken a lie detector test on the show. Reverend Philip Clement and his young husband appeared on the programme last June. The former clergyman has been telling us about his experience.
Well, I'm sad for the team really, including Jeremy himself, who showed us nothing but kindness and concern and consideration when we were on the show. They were so pleasant to us and so nice, and the experience was a very positive one.
We've also been asking some of you in Medway what you think.
Definitely a lot more aftercare after if they're going to go into situations like this, and I think the programme should also be aware of and should have to do that.
People think they're all going to be made up, they think they're going to get noticed, they're going to get rich, they all should just calm down now. It's all gone just too far.
You can also have a say by commenting on the story at kentonline.co.uk.
And ITV say their thoughts and sympathies are with the family and friends of Steve Diamond.
KMFM News.
A charity has told KMFM child poverty is becoming the norm in some parts of Kent. New figures today show more than a third of youngsters in Thanet, Swale and Folkestone and Hythe are living without things like their own bed, some meals and after-school clubs. Joe Howes is chief exec of charity Bottle UK, which offers grants to families. He says reducing the rate of child poverty quickly is important.
In these areas, it's looking more entrenched. What we'd like to see is that there are percentage differences each year where it could be coming down slightly. If we can see that in the long term, particularly in these areas, that would be a fantastic difference.
Phone, TV and broadband providers are soon going to have to tell us when our contract is coming to an end. The regulator, Ofcom, says from February, firms will also have to show customers the best deals available. When your contract finishes, you can pay as much as 26% more than you need to. A legal fight to stop the closure of one of Kent's six stroke units is underway in the High Court. Campaigners have filed a judicial review against the NHS decision to close the centre at the QEQM hospital in Margate. Health bosses want to create three specialist units in Ashford, Dartford and Maidstone, but there are concerns people living in Thanet and Medway in particular will have to travel further for urgent treatment.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
10 beaches in Kent have been named today among the best in the world. Margate Main Sands, Westbrook Bay and Sheerness Beach have been awarded prestigious blue flags. That means they're clean, safe and have great facilities and good water quality. Nationally, there's been a rise in the number of coastal spots getting the top award. Alison Ogden-Newton is the chief exec of Keep Britain Tidy, who hand them out.
We are seeing an increase, and that is important because obviously from our point of view, we would like to see them increase year on year so that ultimately everybody visiting a beach in England can be assured that it's going to be clean and safe.
21 Kent beaches have also been given seaside awards. We've got the full list at Kent Online. And it might be getting warmer outside, but Canterbury could finally get its ice rink this winter after council bosses decided to take on the project themselves. There was disappointment when it had to be abandoned last year following problems with suppliers. It's hoped by starting to plan it now, it'll be up and running in time for Christmas and the new year.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket in Kent are doing well with the bat in the sunshine on the second day of their championship game against Yorkshire. A short time ago at Canterbury, the home side were 236 for 5 in their first innings. Yesterday, they bowled the visitors out for 210 with Matt Milnes taking 3 of the wickets. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.